The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you are still unsure as to what was announced today, maybe you have been busy, maybe you've been in work, maybe you've been in front of a classroom teaching, whatever reason, Barry White is with me, our chief correspondent, our chief reporter. Barry, talk us through the headline figures.
Yeah, look, Kieran, there's been a wide range of measures. We'll start with the cost of living measures that have been introduced, a massive 2.2 billion euro package overall. The minimum wage is to increase by 80 cent from January 1st, 2025, rising to 13.50 an hour. So another minimum wage increase. People on a low, workers on low wages will be happy with that. A reduction of 9% VAT on electricity and gas extended until April 30th next year, and 250 euro worth of energy credits split over two payments, one this year, the other next year, just after Christmas. So hopefully that'll see electricity prices come down. A number of welfare payments have also been increased, Kieran. Weekly social payments, social welfare payments to increase by 12 euro, including the state pension. A baby boost payment of 420 euro for new parents. So, yeah, we often hear people saying it's too expensive to start a family.
Go
now.
Forth
so
and multiply.
We see
seems
the target
to be the message from on high today.
we'll find out if that works or not. A 400 euro lump sum payment for working family payment recipients. Two double child benefit payments in November and December, 280 euro per child. I think that strikes me, you know, if that was brought in the new year, you might think the election might be in the new year. But the fact that they're coming in November, December makes me think more that an election is around the corner. October bonus double payment for recipients of long-term social protection payments, and increase for maternity, paternity, adoptive and parents payments of 15 euros. So I suppose when it comes to welfare and cost of living, there's almost kind of one for everybody in the audience. Okay.
What about the tax measures announced today then? Pretty kind of mammoth as well when compared to the cost of living measures.
Yeah, an income tax package worth 1.6 billion has also been announced. The USC, the Universal Social Credit, has been cut in this year's budget again. It was cut from 4.5% to 4% last year. And in budget 2025, the entry level has now been cut from 4% to 3%. So everyone will notice a few extra euro in their pockets with that. Although they still haven't abolished the USC, as Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil had promised in the past. But I suppose 4.5% cut to 3% in the last 2 years. So they have started to cut it. Inheritance tax, capital acquisition tax thresholds increase from 335,000 euro to 400,000 euro. And properties worth over 1.5 million euro will pay 6% stamp duty.
Measures then for specific areas. Let's talk about property, renters, homeowners, landlords. What was announced today?
Yeah, Department of Housing has been allocated a massive 7.8 billion euro. And look, we know it's needed. Housing is the biggest issue in this country. That 7.8 billion euro will include 2 billion for the construction of 10,000 social homes. Rent tax credits rise by 250 euro to 1,000 euro for a single person and 2,000 euro for a jointly assessed couple. That'll come in next year. Extension of the Help to Buy scheme to 2029, as well as mortgage interest relief scheme in 2025. Landlord letting extension scheme extended, and vacant home tax rate to increase from 5 to 7 times the property's existing base local property tax rate. So again, something for everybody there. I suppose one thing that I was looking out for today as a renter was the renting tax credit. And yeah, I'm very happy to see that go up. And
so we know that the hospitality industry have been fighting a hard campaign over recent weeks and months, Barry, to have VAT reduced. They were left disappointed.
They were. And look, last night, Kieran, there was messages coming from Fine Gael sources saying, oh, it might be cut from 13.5% to 9%. And then there was a message I received from someone else in Fine Gael saying it might be cut to 11%, but it hasn't been cut. The calls were being made for the 13.5% to be cut to 9%. However, that has remained untouched. The Irish Tourism Industry Confederation have said they are disappointed, and they've called it a missed opportunity to help the tourism industry, while the Restaurants Association of Ireland have said that VAT remaining at 13.5% and the increase in the minimum wage also will close many more hospitality businesses. And I spoke to their CEO, Adrian Cummins, earlier.
I think it was a tone-deaf budget in terms of the amount of businesses that are at the brink of closing at the moment in terms of the hospitality industry, and the government didn't even mention the word hospitality in its in their speeches. There's been no meaningful supports. We expected that the government was going to reduce the VAT rate down to 9%. That didn't happen. That was the only show in town that would have supported our industry and make it viable into the future. And the outshout is going to be more and more closures into the future.
The Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, has introduced some supports for small businesses, but are they no consolation?
Well, he's changed the VAT threshold from 40 to 45,000 and 80 to 85,000. They're for micro businesses. I mean, we're talking about a business that has about a million turnover, 22 staff average in within the business. So what we've heard in this budget is, if you're a small business owner and if you're a hospitality business owner, there's nothing in that budget for you. There's a possible 4,000 euro grant that we need to look at the detail on it, but break that 4,000 grant into a year, that's roughly 79 euros a week, and with a minimum wage increase of 80 cent coming in January. So that would probably cover about two of your staff. If you have 22 staff, you have to pay for the rest of it yourself.
We've seen 700 restaurants close since last September across the country. Do you fear this will continue or maybe get worse?
It'll get worse than before it gets better, because what we were hoping is that you'd bring stabilisation to our industry. And that stabilisation was the 9% VAT rate. They didn't do that, they didn't deliver it. And I think those businesses that were saying we might continue after the budget, but now we're definitely not continuing, we're going to pull the plug.
How many restaurants do you think could close?
I think over the next 12 months, by the time we get to the budget of next year, you could be up near 1,200 more restaurants to go.
Do you think it is the case now that many villages, towns in this country will be left without a restaurant?
Absolutely, because it's too costly to run a restaurant at the moment. A very simple analogy is that we had a chain, an international chain here that closed down in Ireland, Wagamama's, but they didn't close down in any other European countries. Why did they close down here in Ireland? The cost of business is too high.
Yeah, I saw a few posters up in windows walking through Dublin City a little bit earlier about give us our 9% VAT rate. So not just Adrian Cummins, a lot of his members will be disappointed. One of our listeners says it's sticking plasters on everything, nothing fixed. Madness from a money squandering government. That's from Mary Barry in Dublin. Says again, our politicians are narrowing the tax base, chasing votes. And David is wondering if there's anything on university fees. Temporary reduction, David, of 1,000 euro in the contribution charge for third level education. They've done this in the last two budgets as well. So I hope that answers your question. Barry, what about the farmers, the agricultural industry?
Yeah, Kim, we just heard from the hospitality sector. While they're not happy, I think some farmers will be happy with the today's budget. Any farmer I've spoke to in recent weeks have all brought up rising costs, and there definitely are some positives for farmers in today's budget. More than 2 billion has been allocated to the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine for next year. There will be funding for a range of supports across sectors, including 30 million for a new tillage scheme supporting farmers to plant their crops, 10 million for animal health measures improving biosecurity, 22 million for the continuation of the National Sheep Welfare Scheme next year, and 8 million to enhance payment rates on the National Beef Welfare Scheme. And I've been speaking to Bill O'Keefe, who is the chair with the National Farm Business Committee with the Irish Farmers Association, and he says there are definitely some good things in the budget for farmers today.
So I suppose, look, it's a good budget for addressing the cost of living that's out there, and it does do a lot for farm families, both in terms of children's welfare, pension and tax cuts, the same as every other sector, and we're very happy with that. We've got a few extra pounds in farmers' pockets and schemes in terms of beef schemes, tillage and sheep and dairy beef schemes. But it probably addresses more the cost of living rather than the cost of doing business. We're still seeing significant increase in cost of doing business, 73% increase in costs since 2017, and we're still seeing farm incomes on the floor. And well, maybe it's a patch over that. It's still not a full solution to that, and farm incomes are the big challenge out there for our members.
I went to a number of marts in the run-up to the budget and I was speaking to farmers, and that's what they kept mentioning was costs.
Costs of doing business are astronomical at the moment. And same for all SME sectors. And look, we've put more people in household, more money in households and more money into people's pockets in their houses, and that's the same for farm families as well. But yeah, no, look, it hasn't done anything. We're seeing carbon taxes coming in now. We're seeing the increase in the PSO levy, so there'll be increasing electricity costs as well. We're the dearest country in the world to buy diesel at the moment. or the dearest country in Europe anyway. So all those things feed into costs on farm, and yeah, that's the big point at the moment. And the weather is exacerbating some of those costs, having to feed extra feed to cows and things like that and cattle.
Will budget 2025 be enough to sway farmers to vote for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil?
I think the farming vote is very steady down the middle with Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil, and we'll continue to lobby them as we go forward and make sure that the next programme for government is acceptable to our members. Will it encourage them to vote? Look, there's certain things there that will encourage them.
That's Bill O'Keefe, Chair of the National Farm Business Committee with the Irish Farmers Association. I wonder about one of the little things, and sometimes it's the little things that get overlooked on the day, the RZLP, the Residential Zone Land Tax. I think farmers were hoping for an automatic exemption if they were farming that zone land. And I noticed in Jack Chambers' speech, he mentioned that there will be instead an application system. You will have to apply to be made exempt. You will not be automatically exempt, which I guess opens the door and the possibility your application could be rejected, which I can't imagine some farmers.
Yeah, it's not what they were looking for. They were looking for more there, but the IFA seem fairly happy. I asked that question at the end regarding will it make farmers vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because I just think this budget means one thing here, election.
An election is coming. When is it coming? It is a question we might put to Jack Chambers. He is with me a little bit later. Barry White, our chief reporter. Barry, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.